Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience, I want to once again thank you guys for being with us. And for our online audience, we're glad that you guys could join us for another great segment. Recording artist Amy Kress is making her first appearance on our show today to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to literally share it with the world. She's preparing for a brand new album coming out in January called Secret Music. But you guys can actually start enjoying music from Amy right now. You guys are going to be hearing her single, Numb, on our program. We got it from our partners at Amazon.com. We'll tell you guys how you can get it for yourself, as well as how you can stay connected with Amy to stay connected with what's coming up for her in the new year. Amy, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine, Amy. Congratulations to you, not only, of course, on the upcoming release of Secret Music, but also, of course, on what you've been able to do up until this point. I know that you've been really excited and anxious to be able to share Secret Music with your fans. What has this journey, though, been like for you, Amy, as you've been able to not only create music, what has it been like for you to know that there are people literally around the world enjoying your music?
It's kind of blown my mind a little bit. This started off as such a personal thing for me, just recording a song of my own. When I originally started this a little over a year ago, I just had no idea that I would be here today making an album and putting it out there and having a lot of really positive response to it. So it's been very exciting.
Yeah. And, you know, I think the other great thing has been is that you've been able to use all forms of new media, Amy, to be able to get the word out there. You have, you know, YouTube. You have the social media sites like we use, Facebook and Twitter. Has that kind of just really made you feel as though, you know, this whole ride, though, and even the journey itself has been worth it, knowing that you're being able to hear from people about not only what they're thinking about the music, but how excited they are for you?
Absolutely. I think I'm just at a really fortunate time right now in the music industry to be able to take advantage of all these different outlets and to be able to be in direct contact with some of my fans. I've had the greatest privilege to run into some really cool people and even talk to some of my favorite bands who know me now because of what I'm doing. So it's been really an exciting way to stay in touch with people.
I think, you know, for many people as well, Amy, the other great thing has been being able to learn your own personal journey as well. You know, so how did this all begin? I mean, what was it about music that initially spoke to you?
I think I've always been musical. My mom had me in piano lessons when I was 3 years old, and I picked up French horn and trumpet. I taught myself guitar. It's just one of those languages that I happen to speak very well, I guess, and it's what comes out of me. So I was very passionate about it in high school, but then after it just kind of petered off and I never really did anything with it, which was unfortunate. I just didn't have an outlet, so I would just kind of write songs by myself. And it was in 2011 I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and that really terrified me, just in that not knowing the outcome, I was very concerned that I might not be around, and I've got this talent, and no one even knew I played the piano, and it was just a really difficult thing for me. So it was that kind of made me decide, you know what, I've got a second chance here. I'm going to try and do music and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah. And what has definitely happened is that, you know, not only have people gravitated to you and your story, but also to your music as well. Now, I, like other people, have been staying connected with you through social media, Amy. One of the things you've kind of allowed us into is kind of the process of, you know, of not only writing, but also singing. You've posted pictures, of course, of you know, of the studio and being there, you know, at the keyboard. You know, has that intimacy that you've kind of created with your fans, has that been part of what has kept you motivated?
I think so. It's something that I personally enjoy when I'm on the receiving end, to actually be in communication with somebody that I listen to, that I love their music. And so it's really nice to be able to do that for other people. I know that feeling. Plus, I love hearing what they think and some ideas that they come up with. I've actually kind of built songs on a few people's suggestions, which was kind of fun. It's something that I enjoy.
And, you know, I think, you know, for a lot of people, there are great topics out there, of course, to be able to talk about. The world that we're living in, of course, is definitely something that's been on a lot of people's mind. But you have really talked about, I think, love. And I think more than just love as far as relationships, but love of self as well. You know, is that just part of who you are when it comes to sharing music, that these themes come up in the work that you do?
It would appear so, yeah. It's something that I do like to talk about. I think love of self, that's interesting. This whole experience from when I was first diagnosed has been a real self-discovery. I said in one of my blogs, I think, that I have to have a mastectomy. I lost a breast. I lost my hair. But at no time did I find I lost something essential to myself. And I think that was really a pivotal moment for me.
Yeah. You know, I think that is the great thing. You know, you talk about sharing in your blog. One of the things I made a note of just this morning as I was, you know, getting ready for the segment with you, that you had tweeted out yesterday, you know, that you were endlessly amazed at how the universe provides, and then you used the hashtag life is good. You know, has this personal journey also reminded you of what really matters, Amy, of what really is important?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I have a phrase that I sort of adopted that's become my own is joie de vivre, which is just this boundless enthusiasm for life. And I will absolutely walk out in my front yard in the morning and there's freshly cut grass and there's dew on it and the sun hits and I can just stand there and savor it for a minute. And I think that's just an appreciation for life that I have now that I maybe didn't really explore before.
Could you, you know, the other thing I thought about too, especially as I was thinking about this conversation with you and ironically the single Numb, you know, could you have imagined that in the process of sharing yourself, because really that's what you're doing through music,
mm-hmm.
that you would find people that would not only enjoy the music, we talked about that, but be inspired by the music? I mentioned about you, you know, being inspired by others, but, you know, could you have imagined that you yourself, just by living your life and making the choices that you've made, that you would be a source of inspiration?
No. I never saw that coming. I really didn't. And that was a big hurdle to overcome, too, was, just to put myself out there and know that people are listening and judging and to have to be okay with that some people aren't going to like it. But I'm doing this for the people that are inspired, and I know there will be some who love it, who the song speaks to them. And those are the people I'm writing for. That's why I'm doing this.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely glad that you did, and I know I'm not the only one, Amy. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with Amy Kress. We're talking to her not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that love and even her personal journey with the world. The single you guys are getting ready to hear is Numb. And before we get into that, I have to talk about this video, Amy.
Yeah.
How much fun was that to be able to bring this song to life that way and to create this visual image for it?
You know, it was really, really cool. I just had one of those days, one of those epiphanies where I'm driving along and all of a sudden this video just popped in my head. I think over the course of a couple hours, my manager Joel and I back and forth, what about this, what about that? And next thing you know, we had written that down to the second, which was really cool. So I've hooked up with Colin Flume, who is a very talented director, and to actually have scenes shot at the angle with the lighting that I had imagined and see it right there was so cool. We sat down one night and he basically read my mind on it. So
wow.
Our very first shot on this video was Saturday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning at a strip club, which was surreal in itself. And it just, there was a whole crew of people there, 15 people and lights and fans and cameras all over the place. And I felt like I was in over my head. This just, it blew me away. It was a really, really neat experience.
Yeah. Well, the strip club was definitely interesting. But, you know, the other thing from a cinematic standpoint that was really great was that car scene. You know, to be there with you driving and to kind of see that. I mean, it almost looked like something out of a movie. Is that what you thought, too, when you saw it back?
Sort of, but that's actually my car. I own a 1969 Camaro. And
wow.
It was kind of a dream of mine to be able to drive it in a video, so that was definitely one of the main focuses of the video, is to have that car scene.
Wow. Well, for those who have not had a chance to watch the video of Amy Kress and that single Numb, you guys definitely have to go to YouTube and do that. But if you have not heard the single, here is your opportunity. Here is Amy Kress with Numb. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Amy right after this.
Mm-hmm. looking for something to satisfy me.
With Numb right here on Conversations Live. We've actually been speaking with Amy today, not only about her love of music, but how it all began and what it's been like for her to share her love of music with all of you. We're going to actually be telling you guys how you guys can get that single a little bit later, as well as, of course, stay connected with Amy. But, Amy, let's talk about Secret Music. Again, that is the big release that's coming up for January. What can you tell our listeners about what they can expect?
Numb, unfortunately, is a bit of an outlier on that one. It's a little more laid back. There's some R&B elements to it. There is a little bit softer side to it as well. I've been compared to Sade, I think, on a few of them and that sort of thing.
Okay.
There's 14 songs on there, which were all written between basically August 2013 and January of this year. So it's a quick snapshot of my life in a way.
Yeah. You know, I was just going to ask you that. I mean, did you feel as though, you know, in listening to it, that it was a part of who you were? You know, I think that is probably what attracts so many people to you, Amy, is that they feel as though they're not only getting to know you, but also feeling, you know, themselves a little bit. Because I'm sure people listen to that single, Numb, they know what that feeling is like. They know what that experience is like, you know, to feel that, you know. And so I think to have someone kind of put that into words definitely means a whole lot. You know, I want to say, you know, this too about, you know, your experience and your journey and, you know, and what you're looking up to. You know, it has to be a great feeling for you, Amy, to know that music has been that constant for you. Does it almost seem like its own friend in a way, that music kind of has been that thing there for you throughout the process?
Yes, absolutely. It really has. It was interesting. I was in the hospital not too long ago, and they have a piano down in the lobby. And as soon as I was well enough, I had to go down there, still hooked up to an IV with a face mask on and in my hospital garb. But I went down and played the piano down there for about half an hour, and it was soul soothing. It was medication for me that's what I needed.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, what a great thing to be able to share with all of us, and now we are all able to be recipients of it. Again, everyone, Amy Kress has been our guest. Make sure you guys are staying connected with Amy. She's made it very easy for you guys. I mean, if you can remember Amy Kress music, you pretty much can find her everywhere, including, of course, through Facebook and on Twitter as well. And then, of course, as we said, you know, we have Secret Music that's coming out in January. So, Amy, where's the best website for people to go to stay connected with you?
That would be my personal website is amykressmusic.com, and it's AmyKress. And that you can subscribe for updates and get to pretty much everything right there. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram as well, and the links are there on my website.
Okay, so make sure you guys are staying connected. And as I said, that single NOM is already available. You guys can get it through our partner at Amazon.com, as well as through the other online retailers as well. So definitely make sure you guys take advantage of that as you're trying to get ready for what's coming up in January. And Amy, congratulations to you again, and we really appreciate the time today.
Well, thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. And we thank all of you, our listeners, for joining us, both for our radio audience as well as those tuning in online for another edition of Conversations Live. For our online listeners, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our good friends online, you guys can catch the podcast just a few moments as we go up to air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S. liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the links are already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We actually tagged Amy, I know, on Twitter. We'll double check to make sure we tagged her on Facebook as well. But click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.